Mr. Marples, how are you, my man?
Yeah, good, Jason.
A few things. We've had a few people. I think there are still tickets available at the door, correct?
Yes, or on Ticketmaster, but traditionally, they tend to be a full house. So if you're thinking of going, I'd get on it right away.
Yeah, it's always a fun, buddy. It's a jam-packed standing room only, usually down there at the Drake, which is a lot of fun. And as the GM of the Bears, everybody gets up for this. The fans enjoy it. The players on both sides take it very seriously. It's fun. It's kind of a is it somewhat of a kickoff to your season?
Yeah, it's other than playoffs, it's probably one of the most meaningful games of the year for our guys. It gives them an opportunity to play against guys that have been drafted and prospects of the Oilers. So, they got something to prove. They were maybe overlooked a little bit, and they want to give them a good game. And I think it's a good opportunity for the Oilers, to watch some of their younger players against guys that are maybe a little bit older.
Yeah, Stan, I think it's a tremendous format. I've been lucky enough to be here for all of these games, and different motivations, right? Marquee value with the NHL kids and a lot of really good players in Golden Bear uniforms, often on national championship teams. Different brand of hockey, but still very competitive, as the 13-12 margin in games tells everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be tough to keep that intact with that one game advantage. We got 12 new guys to our team this year. We had seven guys graduate this past season, and six of them gone on to play pro in Europe. So pretty successful run that group had, and we're looking to kind of rebuild off that and put another successful run together with this group.
And Stan, these weren't just marginal players. Looking at the advances for this game, seven of your top 10 scorers from last season. It doesn't matter how good the program is, that's going to be a challenge, not only for this game, but to get off to a good start in your regular season.
Oh, absolutely. It's a big learning curve. And, I know that Coach Lajoie is ready for the challenge, and him and his coaching staff have been working very hard in the off season, and we've been working together on the recruiting front. And we're pretty positive about the group that we put together and some of the talent that we brought in this year. And we're looking forward to getting them to play together and hopefully gel quickly.
Stan, 12 new players you talk about. Is that the most turnover that you've seen in the last decade?
Well, 5 years ago, I brought in nine.
Okay.
So it was or 9 or 10. So it's pretty close. It seems to go in cycle. One thing that we were pretty fortunate about was that, just for whatever reason, I don't know why, but the 95 class of player or 20-year-old from the Western Hockey League was really strong this past year. A lot of guys gone on to play pro, but of the ones that didn't and played out there, their junior eligibility, there's a lot of really good players to be able to choose from.
How have you found the scouting or the competition for WHL and CHL players has changed the last few years for your program?
Well, I think it's a lot more competitive now. I think, all the schools are offering tuition and fees on top of the players' WHL package. So, it's not like... And we're University of Alberta, we stay within the CIS cap, and so it's very competitive and it's very tough, and you got to make a lot of tough decisions. But in the long run, it's good for the sport, and it keeps it such a keeps it a part kind of a level playing field, so to speak.
Stan, as Jason said, competition for these players is tough, but one way or another, during your tenure there lately and even before that, you guys have always done a terrific job of bringing in the top-end players. Tell us a little bit about this Trevor Cox out of Medicine Hat. Luke Phillip, I'm seeing a player here. This name is circled. Tyson Bailey and Todd Fiddler. Those sound like four pretty good prospects.
Yeah, up front for sure. I mean, Todd played a little bit of pro in the East Coast League, so he won't be eligible to play till after November 10th, but he scored 92 goals in his last 2 years as a junior. You know, and so he's just a natural goal scorer. He can really pull the trigger, and we're looking forward to getting him in a lineup. You know, Tyson Bailey had a 92-point season with the Kelowna Rockets and played all his career there, and he's from Fort Saskatchewan, local guy. So we're really happy to have Tyson Bailey back or come play for us this year. He's he just was at Florida's camp, but is coming back tonight. Luke Philp played most of his junior career with Kootenai Ice, did very well there. Had a 70-point season and had an injury last year, but was sought after by Mr. Sutter to go to Red Deer. And once he came off injury, they made him captain, and he had a good Memorial Cup run with Red Deer last year. Really nice playmaking centerman that's going to help us. And Trevor Cox, I mean, he had a 100-point season as an 18-year-old. Like, this guy's just got really sweet hands. If he was, you know, 5-6 foot tall, he'd probably be in the National Hockey League. He's that talented. So it's you know, it's a good group up front, and at the back we've made some key additions as well.
Stan, is it, I'm assuming it's pretty easy to convince some players to come here, but at the same time, there's a challenge because, well, they all want to come to a championship organization. They also all want to play.
Yeah, no, and, you know, you gotta be up front and honest with the guys, and you just tell them, look, everybody gets a clean slate here, whether you're a rookie or you're a fourth-year guy, and your ice time has to be earned, and it's going to be competitive. And, you know, I don't sugarcoat it. I let them know that, you know, if you decide to come here, you know, that's what makes us maybe a step ahead of some teams, is that, you know, we really compete hard for our positions, and it's really tough to do, but the coaching staff managed to maintain a team-first mentality, even, you know, which is tough if you're not in the lineup. I've been there as a player here. It's not easy. But, you know, the guys all push each other to get better every day, and I think that's part of the reason why we're so successful.
Now, Stan, you go into every game wanting to win the hockey game, whether it's a format like tonight or regular season. But also, you've got a bit of hockey fan in you, and you get the Oilers coming through for these games year after year with high-profile kids, Connor McDavid, now this Jesse Puljujarvi. You want to sit back and just watch a kid like this when you get a chance and appreciate that kind of talent?
Yeah, well, I don't have to deal with having to try to contain those type of players on the ice. That's Coach Lajoie's job, but and the players. But no, it definitely a bit of a fan. I got to say, you know, I grew up in Edmonton, and you know, just we've had a, since I've been here and before that, we've had such a great relationship with the Edmonton Oilers, the Golden Bears have, and you know, we're just looking at trying to continue that relationship and grow it. And you know, they've been very, very good to us over the years, and we've managed to send a few players and coaches their way as well.
Stan, what's your thoughts heading into tonight against the Oiler rookie? Because you've seen a lot of you know, great names here the last few years come into to Edmonton with Hall and Nugent Hopkins and, you know, McDavid, and now you got Jesse Puljujarvi. As a GM of the opposing team, do you go there kind of as a fan, just saying, "Hey, I kind of want to see this guy up close and personal"?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I texted Mac T the other day and said, you know, you might want to rest him for the regular season. You don't want to wear him out, but no, he's quite a player, and, you know, fourth pick overall, I mean, kind of speaks for itself. And, you know, he didn't like Austin Matthews. He played with men in a pro league. He wasn't playing junior last year, so I think that in itself gives them a bit of an advantage, you know, going into their you know, debut or trying out for their NHL team. So I'm from what I've seen, I'm very confident he'll be a regular member of the Oilers this year.
Well, Stan, see you at the rink tonight. Enjoy the game. The Bears and the Oilers rookies for the 26th time. Bears hold a 13-12 series lead. It has been very close, and we probably expect something similar tonight.
We hope so. Thanks a lot, Jace. Really appreciate it.